With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is in Texas. He and First Lady Melania will get a firsthand look at the flood damage that can only be described as catastrophic. Andrews County Sheriff Charles Stewart says search and recovery will continue unabated during the president's visit.
We will not stop our efforts at all when he gets here. When he gets here, I'm sure he will have his own security detail. Our operations out there on that river will continue just like it is now. President or no president, we have lives down there we might be saving, and we're not going to give up on that. Our crews will not leave their posts.
That audio courtesy of KSAT. The president will look at affected areas by air, meet with first responders, and also speak with the victims' families. The State Department being hit with mass layoffs. More than 1,300 civil servants and foreign service officers are being fired. Secretary of State Marco Rubio defends these job cuts.
Our reduction in force was done, I'm very proud to say, I would argue probably in the most deliberate way of anyone that's done one. We went very specifically through and reorganized the State Department.
The Trump administration has said that job cuts were overdue. Both current and former diplomats say the firing, though, will weaken U.S. influence. Tayshia Stevens reports on more testimony about President Biden's mental state.
An assistant to former President Biden is scheduled to testify Friday in the GOP probe of the former president's mental fitness in office. Ashley Williams is a senior Biden White House aide who previously agreed to do a closed-door interview. Her testimony comes just days after Biden's former doctor refused to cooperate in the probe after he was served a subpoena.
That's Tayshia Stevens reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 283 points, and the NASDAQ composite is down a dozen. This is SRN News. Canadian authorities apparently equate Christianity with extremism.
In an interview with the CBC, Royal Canadian Mounted Police spokesman Camille Habel explained how to tell if somebody is about to become a terrorist. She cited a few examples, adding that if someone has been liberal but, quote, all of a sudden starts leaning toward traditional values, that might be a sign they're becoming more extremist. Critics are blasting the statement, saying it demonizes Christians and anyone else who has traditional values. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Battles over the place of religion in the public schools are multiplying. Some states are passing laws to add chaplains and Bible lessons to classrooms, to set aside prayer time in the school day and to expand voucher programs that can be used at religious schools. Other states have adopted measures requiring the display of the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms, and also some of those are facing legal challenges now. This is SRN News. Initial applications for U.S. unemployment benefits saw a surprising slight drop during the week ending July 5th. According to Thursday's Labor Department report,
the data revealed that first-time claims fell to 227,000, down 5,000 from the previous week's revised figure of 232,000. The decline came against economists' expectations, who had predicted claims would rise to 235,000 from the previously reported 233,000. Meanwhile, the Labor Department noted that the less erratic four-week moving average also decreased, reaching 235,500 as a reduction of 5,750 compared to the revised 241,250 from the week before. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Evacuations at a national park because of wildfires. Officials at Gunnison National Park in Colorado say the park closed Thursday morning after lightning sparked blazes on both the north rim and south rim of Black Canyon. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.